Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Matter of fact, just turn my shit on. I'm gonna do this without my soundboard. I'm gonna do this without all the effects, all the dramatic shit. You know what I mean? We gonna just get right to the shits. Now, I'll come clean. We don't normally have shit to talk about anytime we do this after thought shit.
Right.
We really don't. But
we've been tricking y'all.
In trying to figure out something to discuss, I had an epiphany. Hit the air horn in my book bag. It's away. Yeah, and don't worry about it. I had an epiphany. I did a lot of Maul and Rory's beef in the streets without them knowing.
I did a lot of your beefs too. But what same. Beef do I don't have beef?
Yo, I hate
have
when niggas with? Deflect.
You're the king of you're the deflect. King of deflecting.
It shows weakness when you're the you
king,
deflect.
But you're the king of deflecting.
Okay, well let's talk
your
about.
Name is deflect.
No, my name is Joe. We can talk about me after we talk about y'all.
Who do I have beef with? I don't have beef with nobody.
All right, well let me take you how I got to this.
Okay.
Last week on Afterthoughts, we talked about Envy and his wife on Desus and Meryl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll disclose some privileged information. I got a call from Envy. And Envy saw our Afterthoughts segment. And he laughed. He thought it was funny. Right? And when we started talking about the Monique interview. And then he said, if you thought that was fire, Desus and Meryl is coming up here this week. I didn't see where the fireworks were over Desus and Meryl coming up there.
Envy about to settle on
until Envy... Let me know. You know what I mean? He felt a way about some of the shit they said. That was said in the little joke.
Okay.
In the joke when they was talking about him cheating. And he made a valid point. He made a valid point. But that's not what I was getting into. So I had that conversation with Envy. Shout out to Envy, friend of the show. Fast forward a little bit. 2 days later, I get a random text from Clue. It said, yo. Like, but an aggressive yo.
Just one.
Don't look
those
at
the slam effect on the text.
Yeah, now he looking at TV.
At TV.
Now you
on me? This is on me. Oh, I didn't know. I'm listening to you. I didn't know.
What but I'm talking about what you looking at, my G. Now you looking at TV.
Oh, now I'm looking at you now. What happened?
All right, yeah. All right. Clue text me is what I said to you. Aggressive with an aggressive yo, like in caps with the confetti burst.
Just one O.
One O. It's gotta be one O.
With the confetti burst.
Exclamation point.
The slam effect.
Nah, just one O is right.
One O is more aggressive.
That means
yeah.
business.
Yeah. Oh
yo man. Is like a friendly type of ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just said yo. And as soon as I was about to hit back, I was like, damn, what could Clue be aggressively yelling me about? Like, that's my man. Then a little cloud bubble popped up. So he started. I said, whoa.
So you sat and waited.
I said, whoa, I'm in a lot of trouble here. And then the next text came and it said, nigga, I will 100% come to your podcast. Now, that statement probably means nothing to anyone here. It didn't mean anything to me when he said it. I was like, all right. Well, I don't do guests, but you can come. And then I said, wait a minute. I remember now.
It's the setup for the what up?
I remember Maul saying Clue better not come up here at some point.
I never said he better not come up here.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Fine, please.
I'm buying. I never said that. You can't say I said something that I didn't say.
He does it to me on the podcast. the whole time.
Those the blue and gray tweet, please.
I never said he better not come up here. Wow,
you didn't say that?
No, never said that.
I don't remember.
Better not? I don't even talk like that. Damn. What are you talking about?
Damn, so I deaded some future beef from all in.
It was no beef. I don't have any beef with anybody. Well, what are you talking about?
It don't matter because I deaded it.
All right, whatever. Okay. Wait, and your story.
What was Maul's beef with?
I don't know.
I don't have beef with anybody, Rory. No,
I don't know.
Not a single person.
But why
you think Maul right away when he said, I'll come up there?
Well, why else is he saying it?
I'm mad other reasons.
No, I feel like a few years, because Maul's been on the podcast longer than I thought. So Maul's been here for a little while. I feel like a year and a half ago or so, he had some smoke for Clue.
Okay.
I think Clue might have heard it recently. Clue, we'll jump
that's
you,
very,
nigga.
That's very Clue.
Clue, we'll jump that nigga. Fuck out of here.
I'm lost, but Clue. Okay, whatever.
But that's not what I want to talk about. Shout out to Clue. He's a friend of the show, too. He's not really a friend of the podcast, but he's a friend of mine. But
that was the only beef that was deaded?
Yeah.
Okay. thank you, Farrakhan.
Maul is safe, right?
Wait, what?
Maul is safe, right?
Yeah, I'm always safe. What do you mean?
Then I said a true statement.
No, you didn't. Maul is always safe.
If I said Maul is safe and you're always safe, then it's true.
Not because
you said
reason.
When you tell a hood nigga
that I kept you safe.
Yo, you safe?
Not because
but I didn't
you
even
said
say
it.
I kept him safe. All I said was Maul is safe.
I'm just saying, but not because you say it though. Like, don't be because you stamp it mean that it's true, nigga. Like, fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
All right, Maul been safe.
Yeah. Thank you.
But you've been knowing me too though.
I've been owing you?
No, you've been knowing me.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do we know they don't coincide?
Nah.
All right, fine. Whatever. That's not what we're supposed to talk about. I don't know how to segue from that to what we were supposed to talk about, which was Monique calling her husband daddy for an hour, which is fine. I'm off of that. I'm off of that.
Why do you think there's something wrong with that, man?
It's kind of weird. You like when a girl calls you daddy?
It depends on
What situation.
I'm not really a fan of that. But.
Name me the situation where the girl called you daddy and you were like thrilled.
Fucking? I'm never thrilled. I don't know if I'm going to use that word. Not
wait,
thrilled.
How are you never thrilled?
No, I'm not at that. Not at a girl calling me
too
daddy.
Cool to be thrilled.
Not at a girl calling me daddy.
You never went to Great Invention? Roller coaster?
No, I'm just saying, not at a girl calling me daddy. That's
Fright Night?
I don't know. I mean, it would have to be a sexual.
The Michael album?
Getting into that type
of
moment.
I think that's even weirder.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't call me dad while I'm fucking you.
Well, dad is weird.
Daddy.
When you add the Y.
There's nothing wrong with a sporadic daddy. The whole clip of daddies, like I said in the podcast, but forget about that for a second. Like, let's talk about just pet names. So if you have an issue with daddy, I'm not even going to look at Rory. I already know Sam. He's hitting him with all types of Irish McNasty. I don't want to get into none of that swag that they doing over there.
Oh, turn redder.
That's funny.
Oh, turn into red man. Be red man.
Yeah, take these muddy waters. Take these muddy waters.
Turn redder. Turn redder is fucking crazy.
But what pet name is like okay? Like what's y'all wave?
What's y'all wave? You can tell Joe getting old. He don't even know where to use slang at. What's y'all wave? Man, shut the fuck up with that dumb. What's y'all wave? What's your wave, nigga? Fuck out of here.
I don't know where to use slang.
I know, clearly. I don't know. I'm not really the nickname. I'm not really that guy. I don't know. But that, I mean, daddy on some sexual shit will probably be the only time that a woman can call you that. You can't. We can't be in the store. You be like, daddy, can I get these? And I'm like, the fuck? Like, I'm not your father. Like,
but daddy can get these?
Somebody gonna call the cops.
Yeah, like, no.
So y'all have no alternative for daddy?
Not an alternative for daddy.
Babe, that type of shit. In public is fine. Daddy in public is wild when y'all just chill.
That's crazy.
During intercourse, you fucking illiterate fuckity fucks. What other name outside of daddy?
Baby, I'm just cool with that. I'll stop right there.
I like my name.
Don't call me. Don't make me sound like I'm next up at the counter at the fucking
y'all not into
post office. Maul. Like, what?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Don't call me my name during sex. You gotta make me feel like I'm doing a little more work than Joe.
Yeah. For real.
Joe doesn't do a lot of work. He's unemployed.
Joe is super trash. Hold up.
You don't want to be called Jump off Joe?
Now listen. I don't want to step on your joke, Rory, because you're funny sometimes. But last week, my dad, I hate to blow my dad's spot up, pulled out like some super Viagra. I didn't even know. Like, I ain't taken Viagra in years, like a long time. But don't act like it wasn't a phase. Wait. All right, first of all, everybody in here is taking one of them, right?
No, I never
have.
Viagra?
Yo, all right.
I've heard
why
that
do I, in the direction where
why
I can get
do
him off the
I do a podcast with you guys?
Because
I'm
we haven't taken Viagra?
I
want to know why.
Pause.
Wait, time out. All right, let's talk about it.
I heard that
nobody. No. Fuck you, Parks. Nobody in this entire room, Savon included, nigga. You too, Erickson. You too. Nobody has ever. I'm not. Not you, Dill. I know you've taken one.
Paul.
I got him. Yeah. Nobody here has ever taken a Viagra or a Cialis?
I've taken a half of Viagra, but I can't
so
do
why
it.
You, so
where do I
come on, Maul?
No, I've taken a half one, but I can't fuck with that shit. It gives, like, the headache on that shit is super crazy. Yeah, no, I can't fuck with that shit.
Side effects.
Half.
Are you only supposed to take half?
I don't, I can't.
Man,
I can't.
Sound like Adderall.
But I'm not a pill. I'm not a pill. Like, I don't, I try not to take pills anyway.
Where do I cop
for anything? Like,
where they at in the streets?
My dad.
Your pop.
My dad pulled out like some 75 milligram Viagra. No, I was like, cool. Yo, cutting that in half ain't even doing nothing. Yeah. You gotta just like take a corner off of that motherfucker. All right, so Maul has, Rory, you have not. That's shocking to me.
Why is that?
Well, Rory's
because
still
Rory looks like the exact guy I would picture.
I'm in the commercial. In the commercial, in the bathtub.
Going on the beach.
Going in the
I'm
bath,
on horseback.
Going in the bathroom, chopping a little piece, you know what I mean?
Hey.
Crushing it up and snorting.
Yeah.
Snorts of Viagra.
Snorting Viagra is fucking crazy.
Right off a titty.
If you're doing that, shoot yourself.
You
like,
never.
Serious.
Well, you can shoot. Well.
Shooting Viagra?
Shooting Viagra. Yeah,
wait, addict.
Who is doing that?
I'm saying if a nigga's snorting Viagra and you're telling him to shoot, he'll shoot himself. Like, that's not a
far, I thought you meant shoot Viagra. Oh, listen.
Mainline Viagra.
Listen, man. That's fucking, that's
damn,
crazy.
Wait, free basic
Viagra. Yeah, I'm about to say liquefy that shit.
Well, now I'm just really surprised that Rory's never done that.
Why?
I'm 27. I don't.
Yeah, Rory, you've been 27 for 5 years, my nigga.
Hey, man.
How old are you for real?
I think when I took it, I was like that age, though.
Yeah, I was 27, too. I was.
Yo, I was experimenting. I was experimenting with it.
Now's my time.
I was experimenting, too, and boy, did it go bad.
Why did it go bad? Yeah, let's hear the story.
Was Antoine there?
Pause.
Yo. Yo.
Yo, something is truly wrong with y'all.
Us.
No, because they tell you you're not supposed to take the Viagra or half of Viagra unless you know it's happening. You have to be 100% guaranteed that you will be ending the night with vagina.
Okay. Because, I can see why that would be.
Well, how long it take to kick in?
Half?
Take that shit in the beginning of the night or right before you about to
no,
fuck?
No, you need about 30 to 40 minutes before you about to fuck, you take it.
Reading that situation wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
It would be awful.
Yeah. Well, so one time I, you know, because I had a high tolerance, I took the whole pill. I didn't take a half.
Nigga was ready to
having
nail something.
Having a high
something.
Tolerance for Viagra?
Nigga, that's Joe was crazy. Ready to nail something that she canceled. I can't find a sitter.
No. It was even worse. She canceled while she was there.
Oh,
no, we were together still, and I didn't fuck.
That's crazy. Damn.
Then I just had a hard dick all night. And that's why they tell you you're not supposed to do that, because that's when the headaches and the migraine. If you just have a hard dick and you're not doing nothing, it's not going to feel like you got mesothelioma. What is it?
What's
that commercial that always comes on?
Mesothelioma?
Yeah, that one.
How did I know that?
Because that commercial comes on every night at 3 in the morning.
Oh. Shit, that shit come on in the game.
What's it called?
Mesothelioma?
Is it Tentacion?
Yo, you trash for knowing that.
I just said, why do I know that? Now he want to tell me I'm trash for
Tell me about when you took half the Viagra, though, for that Bronx chick.
Why I got to be a Bronx chick?
Well, who did you take
probably
it
was.
I don't remember. I was young, man. That was years ago.
Yeah.
I just said I was like Rory's age when I did that. And it gave me a super, super headache. Like,
that was 7 years ago.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot of stuff from 7 years ago. A chick?
You don't remember every girl you had sex with?
Every girl I had sex with?
Yeah.
No.
You ever pop a Viagra and then, like, do the swimming thing?
No.
No. Is there anyone that you would pop a Viagra for outside of Cash Doll?
Yeah.
Y'all ever pop a Viagra for your girl? Like, oh, well, y'all didn't do anything. Y'all didn't do shit. Yo, talking to y'all about shit is going to always make me seem like a weirdo because y'all haven't done shit.
I don't think it's weird. I just said I haven't done it.
That's not a weird thing. I don't think it's weird. Try that. Yeah, that's not weird.
Again, I just didn't know where to cop them.
Well, it's probably weird. Well, those
because things. I felt like when I took it for the first time, I was behind the curve. Like, niggas was on that wave already. I felt like I was late to the party. Niggas like, yo, you ain't never. I feel like I got peer pressured into taking half one. Niggas like, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. Take a half. Well, Trust me.
Now I'm a little nervous knowing that everyone out here popping Viagras and I'm, you know,
I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with that shit.
I'm not giving non-Viagra dick.
Yeah, no, that headache was
This is like
ridiculous.
The steroid like, scandal.
Yeah, where everyone else is juicing.
Yeah, that headache was like the headache I got now.
Same old shit. That shit was like in the middle of my forehead. Nah, I'm cool. Yeah, that's it. Like, it was just hurting in the middle of my forehead. That was it. It wasn't my head.
Wait,
wasn't
so did you fuck?
Else. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm still had a crazy headache. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
But you fucked through it. Sometimes you gotta fuck through headaches.
You fucked through the headache?
If you can fuck through a Charlie horse, you can fuck
through it. It wasn't as bad while we was having sex. It was like after chilling, laying down, like that. That's when it was like, yo, what the fuck? I was like, never again.
Wait, so you had sex and then you was like laying down with her and talking?
Yes. Yes, I was laying down talking.
Yeah. She stayed?
What y'all talking about?
I lay down and talk. Yes, Joe.
What you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, you answered me. They talking to you.
This nigga always trying to make me seem like just a mutant or something. I'm just asking. What's wrong with you? Yes, I talk to females. Yes.
All right. After the act.
Yes, I do.
All right, that's the
before
end.
Before and after.
Erickson, you never took Viagra. You niggas is super trash. So y'all never role play. Y'all never take Viagra.
Erickson, you know who
Ava
Adams is?
I feel like
you'd
want to do one with the other. If you're going to role play, you probably want the Viagra.
Wait, what'd you ask, Erickson?
I asked him if you know who Ava Adams is? Took a second. Okay. Yeah.
Ava Adams. I don't know Ava Adams.
She's an actress.
Oh, she's a porn star?
A very good porn star.
Well, why are you asking Erickson about Ava?
Because he said he didn't take Viagra, so I just had to ask him if he knew who Ava Adams was. He said, yeah.
Plus, he's into cameras and stuff.
How does that relate?
No, because I'm just trying to gauge who Erickson is as a person.
Well, all right. Well, it's funny. It's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
Your
tripod game is crazy.
Let me tell you something about these camera tripod niggas. Y'all are the evolution from promoters getting pussy.
Super creepy.
Y'all with cameras and tripods?
You're onto something.
I'm telling you.
The new photographers are the new promoters.
Yeah. They ended promoters getting pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all had a way longer run because that little shtick.
That shit's still working.
It's still working now. What?
That's never going to not work. Chicks always want their pictures taken.
And you can edit it to make me look better.
Chicks, if it's one thing chicks want more of, is more makeup and more pictures. Believe that.
No, but that's not the part I'm angry at. Chicks are supposed to want more makeup and more pictures. Fenty is great. Photographers are great. It's some of the shots.
Fenty is great.
It's just some of the shots. Like when Erickson shouldn't be able to tell the chick, all right, just pose by the cat food.
Well, you don't understand
and
art.
And now she fucking.
You don't understand art.
True.
So
yeah, you're not open-minded enough.
I heard that photographers take the pictures and sell them to like sites where you have to subscribe to the person. So they're basically selling their models nudes, unbeknownst.
Oh, that's kind of far. I mean,
that's hard.
That's messed up.
I would do it. It's licensing.
You think they're getting their pump?
Because I don't think these chicks are paying.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Breonna Betty done been on a few of those little sites in the corner.
Breonna Betty, who's that?
From Houston.
Oh. Yo, what's wrong with you, man? Seriously, no, you have a real fucking issue, man. What's wrong with
you? All right, I'm going on.
Seriously, what's wrong with you? No, but just tell me before
but you
go.
But you know why you be laughing? Yeah, you know why you be laughing, though? All right, forget it. Never mind. All right,
yo, what would make you say her name of all people, yo?
Because she was the first. Certain, you just remember the first of certain things. She was the first person that I knew in real life that I saw pop up in the little corner.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And I was like, whoa, wait a second. Breonna Betty?
Yeah.
For that number? I was like, this can't be true. The niggas are purchasing.
You know
that.
What's funny? When you go on certain websites and they pop up like, do you want to have sex? Like, say you in like Inglewood. Like, do you want to have sex in Inglewood? Like, it'd be a bitch that you know ain't in Inglewood. Like, he's not in Inglewood, my nigga. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not clicking that.
Yeah, she's five minutes away and wants
maybe,
to fuck.
Maybe that's
no
how
strings attached.
Maybe that's how your brain works. My brain sits there for a second.
I think she might be in Englewood.
Maybe
is she Angela really in Englewood?
Let me click through because
I'll click it. No. I'll click it.
That's when you got, and you have to go make a trip to fucking Apple to get that virus off your shit.
No, yeah, no, no. You're absolutely right. But it's a few of them. She was the first one. I remember the first of things. Like what conversation we was having recently where I remembered. The very first person that I had sex with that had alterations done to their body.
I don't think he talked about it.
I can't remember the first girl that I had sex with.
Let me tell you something. In 2001, I took a trip over to Sue's and left with a woman by the name of Tammy. What's her name? I only feel good saying the name Tammy because it's such a common name. That's and there are 90 billion Tammys.
Especially at Sue's.
Yeah, exactly.
On a Wednesday.
It's mad. It's mad Tammys at Sue's to this day.
In 2001 on a Wednesday.
Tammy was with all of the shits back in 2001. And I was real big on doggy style back then. So when I did doggy style with her.
Wait, stop right there. Stop right there.
Dude, this is your man?
So like you're done with doggy style now? Like,
retired that just position. Amazed.
Retired that position. Like, you're like, eh,
no. No. Doggy style is still a thing. But in 2001, it was the thing. Like when Black Planet was out, doggy style was different than it is today.
What? He got doggy style fucked up. Doggy style is still going strong today in 2018. I don't know what you talking about.
All right, but let's talk
it might
about
just
it.
Be increasing.
Yeah. Like,
well
if anything, if any only thing that might be like picking up steam on doggy style is missionary. Missionary might be a more popular position. Because before niggas used to kill missionary.
Missionary wins that one. But we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
What I mean back then is as soon as I put my dick in, I was going for the doggy style. That's what I'm saying. My style may be changed throughout the years.
I think I still do that, but go ahead.
You didn't do that when we were in the hotel that time.
Pause. What the fuck?
Yo. Joe, yo, he got to relax, man. You got to fucking relax. You got to fucking relax, bro. You got to relax.
I don't want to have any
what the fuck
after.
Are you
what
talking
are y'all
about?
Talk?
What are you talking about, my nigga?
We was in the hotel. And
we was never in no hotel, my nigga. Even if we was, you better make that shit. Who else was there?
Antoine.
Oh, no.
See, this is what I'm saying. See?
What I'm saying is this. Back then, I was rushing to the doggy style. So I rushed to Tammy. I rushed to do doggy style with Tammy because she looked so great in these clothes. And shit wasn't moving back there.
Oh, she had to.
I thought I was going to work.
I thought I was going ham
and part of the good part about doggy style is
the bounce,
the clap.
You get to see when you're going ham. I mean, I'm killing. That's you know what I mean. This bitch ass just would not. It was stubborn.
Should have took that Viagra.
It would not move.
Nigga was about to break his pelvic bone trying to get that off.
Yo, fam, I had no idea what was going on. I was confused as a young kid. I didn't know chicks was going to put all this shit in their ass.
Yeah, she probably.
Tammy was ahead of the game in 01.
That was early. So
yeah, but
sure
she wasn't moving. She had
she was low concrete. Grade.
Yeah, no, she had the bad job. Yeah. The bad job. It wasn't
the basement
at all.
And queen surgery.
Yes, yes. Yes. I hope she's alive. For real,
Tammy. If you out there, reach out.
Reach out.
Don't reach out. Do not reach out at all if you are out there. All right, great. So it's wonderful, wonderful to learn about your friends.
Yeah, bro.
More lucky I can't tell that hotel story because that was a funny story.
I don't want to know.
I'm not telling the story.
I don't even know what you're talking about. But right.
You know the fucking story. You do know the story.
I really don't.
All right, we'll tell the story.
Such a lie. Okay, I can't tell.
No, you can remind me off air, but I don't. Right now, I really don't know what you're talking about.
Off air.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Off air.
I mean, I'm not trying to get, you know, no, don't nobody business out there.
Nah,
you would have to tell me names.
Nah, that's true. We can't do that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You can make up a name.
No, I still wouldn't know, though. He would have to tell me. Where were we?
Yeah, we can make up names.
No. Where were we? I will remember that.
We was out
way.
Of town. No, I can't say it. We was out of town. We took a little trip out of town.
Okay.
It's funny how the world works. We was in D.C.
Oh. You corny. This nigga's corny. You corny, my nigga. This nigga, he corny, man. This nigga corny.
I'm a transfer.
I be forgetting a lot of the shit that we in this yeah. nigga experience. Like, you corny, man.
Maul is a wild dude,
man. And I'm a wild dude. I'm wild or you wild?
I'm not wild in that story. Oh, I was chilling.
It's crazy.
I won't tell a story, but what I will say is me and Maul went out of town with two young ladies who were friends, and the hotel room was a double.
We was wild so for that.
That sounds wild.
Yeah, right. Anyway, yeah.
Y'all switched. That's what happened.
No, we didn't.
And I don't know.
I sure wish. Sure wish.
I was not switching.
Sure wish. Not the ugly friend.
I have not. No, you were ugly. I wasn't switching with Maul. But anyway.
Wait, Maul, hold up. What you mean? What that supposed to mean?
It don't mean nothing. I just said right. I wasn't doing a switch with you. Right. It didn't mean anything. But what I'm saying, long story, less long, right? We both were having a good time. And I guess Maul was finished sooner. So I thought Maul would, get out or, just do something.
That's not how it went. Hold on. That's
Wait,
not how it
well,
went.
Let me tell
you all right, tell your story again.
So Maul
this is not how
Maul,
it went.
Maul gets up while I'm still trying to, you know what I mean, do my thug fizzle. This nigga starts ironing clothes. This nigga cut the shower water on. He turned the TV on. I looked over and said, my nigga, I'm super soft right now while you ironing clothes.
That's not what happened,
I'm trying to get my...
This nigga is lying his ass off.
You didn't iron?
That's not what happened.
You didn't iron.
Stop. That's not what happened.
Exactly.
That's not what... This nigga's a lying ass nigga. That is not what happened. All right,
those are our sleepers for the day. We're getting out of here. That's our Afterthought segment, the Joe Budden podcast. And that is what happened.
Ironing after sex.
That's not what happened, man. That this nigga was full
that
of
nigga
shit.
That nigga ironed them jeans about 90 times. Boy, I'm like,
ironing jeans is even worse.
Put a hole through them shit.
Fam.
Stop and iron the jeans.
Wait, no. He set the ironing board up by my bed in the room. I'm like,
right between the little gap between the beds.
It's good for the laugh.
Yo,
that's not what happened.
On your bed.
The bitch whispered to me, "Is he still ironing?"
That's not what happened. This nigga, for the sake of a story, great.
Were you starching?
That's not what.
Did you starch?
Yeah, he was spraying the water.
Tried on different outfits.
Everybody was.
Nah, I don't like how the jeans lay on this one.
Don't talk over the joke. You spraying the water from the iron. It's crazy. All right.
He sprayed it at y'all.
For the story, that's funny. That's
funny.
Not what happened.
That
man.
Is
that's
funny
not
though.
What happened, man? First, I didn't even want to fuck. I didn't even want to fuck it up. I wake up. We was taking a nap. Like we literally fell asleep. Right. Yeah. I wake up. This nigga is slammed.
Of course.
The cameras is off. Right.
No.
Fuck. We still on after though. All
right. We out. All right. Now we out.
We can't get that story on camera. Y'all niggas is crazy.